CRTV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben. Good morning, Shita. Good morning, our listeners. The top stories. The foundation stone of the East Regional Delegation of Elections Cameroon will be laid today in the town of Betwa by the Director General of Elections at Elecam, who is also expected to assess the registration exercise on the electoral list. The government has launched a nationwide campaign to resolve double identity issues and streamline national identity card issuance ahead of the 2025 elections. Out of Cameroon, Los Angeles braces for stronger winds as flames increase, causing disaster in some areas. A development of the stories and more in a moment. An agreement outlining Cameroon's participation in the 2025 Hajj has been signed in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. The Minister of Territorial Administration and President of the National Hajj Commission, Paul Antanganji, along with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Taufik Ben Fawzan Al Rabia, defined the modalities for participation in a Muslim pilgrimage to holy cities of Mecca and Medina. In the following excerpt of an interview, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji, throws more light on the significance of his meeting with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, as well as the agreement that was signed. It is selected for us by Political Desk editor Albert Njebonde.
We extended the brotherly greetings from President Paul Biya to His Royal Majesty, the King of Saudi Arabia, and the Crown Prince. Then secondly, we did mention Hajj, which has been going on very well. He said that he's happy to meet us and that the Cameroonian delegation has been always very responsible. Most of the time, this document which was signed was done by the ambassador who is present, but the minister wanted to grace the event by signing this document with me. Hajj in Cameroon is something which touches the head of state personally, and President Paul Biya wants that the Hajj should be done properly. That is why he authorized us to come and attend this conference and to look into all the details so that by the time the pilgrims are coming, we must have put in place proper mechanisms to accompany them.
Territorial Administration Boss, Minister Paul Antanganji. The Director General of Elections at Elecam, Dr. Eric Esuse, is in the East Region for a two-day working visit where he will today proceed with the laying of the foundation stone of the East Regional Delegation of Elections Cameroon. He will also evaluate the ongoing registration exercise on the electoral list in the East. Tala LT reports.
Dr. Eric Esuse, Director General of Elections at Elecam, began his 2 days working visit to the East with a stopover at the governor's office. After a closed-door discussion with Gregoire Vongo, he moved next door for another tete-a-tete with the SDO for Lom and Jerem, Dr. Simon Quentido, who promised his total support to Elecam in the course of the ongoing voter registration exercise. His arrival in the East region comes at a time when his collaborators in this part of the country are combing this vast territory to register at least 35,000 new potential voters. During a meeting with his collaborators, it was revealed that 400 new potential voters have registered since the start of this activity on the 2nd of January this year. Dr. Eric Esuse's 2 days walking visit to the East ends this Tuesday with the laying of the foundation stone of the East Regional Delegation of Elections Cameroon at the Kansik neighborhood. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
The payment of research allowances to university lecturers in Cameroon continues today as directed by the Ministry of Higher Education. The allowances drawn from the special research account for the modernization of university research pertain to the fourth quarter of the 2024 financial year. Bank transfers began yesterday, January the 13th. This initiative follows the release of funds by the Ministry of Finance in line with measures instituted by the head of state, President Paul Biya. The allowances created in 2009 aim to enhance fundamental and applied research in state universities. Payment has been consistently made quarterly for the past 16 years. The process is being coordinated under the supervision of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, to ensure efficiency in disbursement. Here now is one of the beneficiaries, Dr. Njume Emmanuel Efonde Sone, Senior Lecturer of American Literature in the Faculty of Arts of the University of Boya.
Pedestrian walkways and roads in most neighborhoods in Yaoundé, like Jinga, Fekafoot, Mokolo, and others for some time now.
It's going to help me not only to register for conferences, but equally to buy gadgets important for modernizing research, particularly in a digital age, because we have gone digital in Boya, and we have lectures that are not only face-to-face lectures, we also have online or media lectures. So this modernization allowance is not only going to help facilitate the teaching and the research, but definitely for developmental projects. So I'm already thinking about some startup that I can venture into. The procedure of payment, as the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, explained, is sometimes sloppy, but he reminded us that it is the head of state's desire to modernize research in Cameroon that makes it a quarterly payment. So after every 3 months, we are sure to have this modernization allowance, but sometimes we have to know that there may be exigencies that may delay but not definitely deny the payment of this allowance.
Still in higher education, the University of Garoua will hold the 6th ordinary session of its board of directors this Tuesday, starting at 9 a.m. in the institution's Hall of Arts. The session will be chaired by Sule Daouda, president of the board of directors, and will focus on key administrative and institutional matters. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CLTV. Small-scale business owners known for encroaching on pedestrian walkways in various parts of the capital have been given until January 20th to vacate these areas and relocate their operations to designated markets. The instruction is contained in a recent press release issued by the city mayor, Luke Messia Tangana, following a sensitization campaign. Pelsa from CLTV Center tells us more.
Pedestrian walkways and roads in most neighborhoods in Yaoundé, like Jinga, Fekafoot, Mokolo, and others for some time now, have been compromised by the encroachment of small roadside vendors who are known for exhibiting their items on streets. In response to this illegal activity, the city mayor, Luke Messia Tangana, has instructed a stop to this activity, which causes urban disorder, traffic congestion, incivility, and reduces the beauty of the capital city.
We have sensitized the vendors and inhabitants likewise to play their part in keeping our streets and markets clean, orderly, and welcoming. They have till January 20th to install themselves and start selling at the recently rehabilitated modern market in Mokolo.
In his recent press release, he further stated that areas like the Mokolo, Mesa, Elikefa, Carrefour Mek, Colbison, Terminus Mimboman, Emombo Paroisse, among others, are highly concerned, and persons who do not comply will be exposed to repressive measures and sanctions. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
A word to the wise is sufficient. The Cameroon Delegation for National Security has launched a nationwide exercise to resolve issues of double identity and challenges with personal identification records. Cameroonians affected by the situation are urged to submit their request to regional security delegations. This new measure follows President Paul Biya's call for improved access to national identity cards, crucial for voter registration ahead of the 2025 elections. In foreign news, Los Angeles residents are bracing for further destruction as weather forecasts indicate that winds helping fuel the flames might pick up again. Three fires continue to blaze, the largest, the Palisades fire that burnt more than 23,000 acres and remained at 14% contained as of Monday evening. LA Mayor Karen Bass said urgent preparations are being made in advance of near hurricane force winds predicted to peak today. At least 24 people have died in the flames and 23 others missing in the Eaton and Palisades fire zones. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Kelly Eben.